877-591-9370. WJBC and WJBC.com.
All right, just about 10:20. It's 10:19 and a half. Greg Zavitz, tell me how you got to meet Robert Brown, who's sitting next to you here in the WJBC studios.
That's a good segue. I used to use a company called Impressive Home Audio, and a lot of the builders I worked with had that installed. So when people moved in, we'd call them back and have them hook up TVs and speakers.
Sure.
And this gentleman has a company that absorbed that and another security company. So it's sort of bundled all in one, and I'll let him talk about what he does and how long he's been doing it, stuff like that.
Well, welcome to JBC, Mr. Brown. Robert Brown, you have a company, Rockstar AV. Is this a company you created, or is this a national chain?
This is a company I created in 2015. We specialize in home theater and pro audio. And then in 2016, I got my security license for the state of Illinois.
Not more people want the home security systems.
We have over 4,000 accounts in Burlington. Normal.
Now, once you help people pick out a security system and install it, is it the type of security system that, you know, goes to somebody and says, hey, you know, the siren has gone off, send somebody? Or does it just send you a note on your phone, hey, somebody opened your front door?
Both.
Okay.
So the way they work is in residential formats, it's a call list. So as soon as your alarm trips, you're going to get a call from the monitoring company to make sure, for one, it's not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
They'll dispatch rather quickly from there. In commercial settings, on ISU housing and stuff, we monitor the fire systems, the pool stations. Sometimes it's just crazy kids pulling fire stations, and sometimes it's a much more serious life safety code always takes precedence in fire.
Is there also the ability to have those things hooked up to my fire my smoke detectors? If the smoke detector goes off and I'm not there, would we get a call?
Our residential security, we do carbon and smoke, water bugs, temperature sensors. We've done, you know, temperature sensors in doctor's offices that monitor the temperature of the refrigerators that hold the vaccines.
Wow.
As far as down to in a residential setting, putting a water bug by your sump pump that's going to send you an alarm as soon as that senses that sump is not working properly and there's moisture coming up.
Could you monitor my beer keg cooler and make sure it gets stays cold?
Keep it right at 32.
I mean, in case it gets warm, I want to be able to turn it down and run home and take care of it.
Now, Mr. Brown, this sounds like something that would be fantastic to add into a new construction home. If you were designing your dream palace from the ground up, hey, let's call Rockstar AV and have them wire this from top to bottom. Very few people get the privilege of doing that. So how realistic is it for somebody that has their own home already and they don't have a big budget? What can you do?
As far as budget, it's very simple and it's very smart to do a pre-wire during construction.
Right.
Before drywall, we'll consult with the builder and the client in designing. Speaker layouts is very popular. A pair of speakers in the kitchen, the bathroom, the great room, surround sound in ceiling or in wall. And all that can be done at relatively, you know, $20 per speaker to pre-wire. And, you know, so it's not a very, very big ticket item as far as the pre-wire side. And then down the road, we'll diagram the layout that we designed. And as the customer recoups from the build and wants to say, you know, a year or two later, I'd like to cut in the speakers in the kitchen and the bathroom and app control music from my cell phone or stream music through my house, you know, we can do that as they kind of recoup from the cost of a build. So a lot of people are doing that, and then some are doing it right up front and getting it done right as, you know, right after paint we're in, cutting speakers after we wired.
And I'd like you to cut in the television connections if you can, because I don't know if you've seen Oprah's got a new on her favorites list for Christmas. She's got a television that looks like wall art. You customize the frame choice around your TV screen, and when it's not showing television programming, it has a video bank of artwork, and you have no idea that it's a screen at all. It's pretty impressive stuff.
It's relatively simple technology.
But the only way that illusion works is if you don't have any wires coming from your TV.
Hidden wiring is the only way we do things. You will never see an install we did that looks unprofessional or is done incorrectly. The Sierra is the company that's really kind of setting the ground on the picture mirror technology. So we're doing them a lot in bathrooms and living rooms where it looks like a mirror or it is rolling, you know, loaded
mirrors,
images.
That's
but
fantastic.
Mirrors are very popular. And you can even tell these screens to put the television up in the corner of the mirror and still use it in your bathroom as a mirror.
So I can be plucking eyebrow hairs and I've got, you know, news in the corner.
And you have an image in the corner of the mirror.
Wow.
Or you can tell it to go full screen. You can frame them. it's more expensive, obviously, than the 4K TVs that are popular now. But our clientele, we kind of tend to cater to the affluent community.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, we're more than happy to try and fill the need of just the average, you know, middle class Bloomington Normal.
So,
resident.
So if I, Greg is learning still how to turn off his phone when he's in the studio. It's trapped in his pocket. But my my question that I want to go back to is, all right, if I have the ability to say, I don't need a budget, I just want you to do what I want to do in a house, that's great on new construction. But if it's not new construction, can you still come in and do all of these things later?
Yes. We have a tech, basically a procedure called wall fishing.
Okay.
So with our licensed electrician, we can kind of tap off of outlets in the home, you know, take it up the wall to the attic, bring it back down. We find a way with fishing in the wall cavities to get the job done after the fact.
And can you give me a ballpark of, like, where it starts in a budget? Is this something I can look at when I've got an extra $1,000 and I want to improve my home value? Or do I need to be realistic and say, yeah, I wouldn't be calling unless you've got, you know, a couple $1,000s to start one of these projects?
It depends on what you want.
Okay.
We did a Christmas special last year.
Sorry, a little closer to the mic if you don't mind.
Hanging TVs, you know, was roughly about $300 cost to the customer.
Okay.
But, you know, we have
like mounting them on the wall as well as
running
the wiring.
Mounting them above fireplaces is a little more tricky sometimes.
Sure.
If it's not pre-wired during construction. But my guys are very good at making this happen, you know, before a build or after a build.
So all of the new Bluetooth technology where you can have wireless speakers or new things that they're trying to sell you at big box stores where your doorbell becomes a security system, that's still not being beaten out by what you can do.
It's not even in the same category. The consumer-based products, I'm not saying that they don't work. They're very cool, and we've integrated them plenty of times. Sonos is a platform that we do.
That's
Nest
the high
cameras.
End for the audio for televisions.
Okay, so that's kind of entry level for our stuff.
Okay.
But we do provide support and installation. We sell that product. They're pretty particular on who they let sell that product. So we're fortunate enough to be one of the custom integrators that does carry that line. But as far as like Nest cameras and some of the gimmicky surveillance, you know, mm-hmm. home surveillance in a box type of stuff, is another, you know, going into the security side of our business.
Robert, what do you see as the future of more people doing delivery into our home when we're not there? Even, you know, Walmart wants to have delivery people put stuff into your refrigerator and, you know, have the Postal Service have these codes where they can open your door and only have it for a moment and put your packages inside and then close your door and the code no longer works. Do you see a lot of people go in that direction? So they want more wired homes?
Absolutely. You know, our businesses, we have Eastside Hair Studio is another business I own in town. And our cleaning staff, their code works Friday morning from 8 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the stylists there have their own code. We monitor the locks and surveillance of the parking lot.
In the moment somebody doesn't work there anymore, you can change their code out?
You can shut them out. It's essential, and it's the way the world's going. As far as retail, Amazon obviously is killing retail. That's why our mall's closing and everything else. But we're, you know, having cameras on your home, all these mail order, you know, I'm buying this on Amazon, to ring that doorbell, send you a text that somebody's dropping off a package for you to be able to see that,
mm-hmm.
And record it is the difference between, you know, the gimmicky Ring doorbells and stuff, or actually having a surveillance system that holds 2-3 weeks of stored footage.
On Fridays here, we talk with Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group, about all things real estate, but he brought in with him a very interesting guest today. Robert Brown has a company that, how long have you been in business now with Rockstar AV?
We're going into our third year.
Going into your third year. And you're kind of top dogs in town for all things control, making your house, you know, more efficient and wired in connectivity. What are people calling for the most when they call you for the first time? What are they most interested in? What do they want done?
Home automation is probably our biggest custom ticket item. Automating the locks, lighting, temperature, gated entries. In the residential world, that's our biggest seller.
Are you working commercial as well?
Very
you said you
much
work doctor
so.
Office offices.
Yes, we've done quite a few doctor's offices. We handle a lot of the DeWitt County law enforcement. We handle Bloomington PD's, a lot of their stuff. So, yeah, we stay pretty busy on all formats.
What got you into the business, Mr. Brown? What made you decide this is what I want to do for a living?
Well, I have an engineering degree in audio and technology, and I worked at Impressive for a few years, and I just really thought, you know, I really wanted to kind of take it my own way and customize it. And you know, when that company closed, we picked kind of the best guys from that company, and then M&S Security is another company that I acquired last year, and we took, you know, some of their best guys, and we combined it, basically three companies into the Rockstar brand. Rockstar was came up with because we called our best guys the Rockstars. You know, he was a Rockstar salesman like Greg here, or he's a Rockstar installer. That's what that brand represents. And then Integrated Security is our security.
We got to take a break for news, but then here's my question for you and Greg coming back. What's the next dream, gotta have it item for home automation or home theater or audio video security? What's coming that we're all really, really going to want? What's the future? We'll talk about that after headlines of the WJBC News Desk with Eric Stock.
News at the top.
JBC.com. I'm Eric Stock.
Thanks, Eric. Susan Saunders with you until noon today. Coming up after 11 o'clock, we will meet with a friend from Hy-Vee. I'm not sure who's coming. Sad news. Chef Steve got into an accident and broke his elbow. So we're going to be without Chef Steve from Hy-Vee for a little while, but we wish him the best of love and the best of thoughts. And so we'll have a different friend from Hy-Vee in for a couple of weeks while he is recuperating. In studio right now, Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group. We talk real estate news, gossip, and more on Fridays. And then every once in a while he surprises me with a guest, somebody that does something amazing for houses and real estate all over the community.
I got to thank this guy because I had Wolf Roofing set up for today, and he got pulled away to a job up in El Paso. So he's going to be here next week.
Okay.
So I get on the phone this morning to try and find somebody that's dumb enough to come with an hour's notice. And he was a rock star. He said, "I'll do it." I said, "Great."
Not a dumb thing to do is just say yes to a free conversation, maybe a little free advertising.
I was to think about it.
Right? I was kind of bored this morning. My guys are kicking butt, so I had time.
So, Robert, is this a busy time of year for you or not busy time of year for you? By the way, Robert is the owner-operator of Rockstar AV. They do automation of your home, whether that be home theater, audio, video, security. Is this busy time of the year or not busy time?
It's busy. We're always pretty busy. We have a little bit of a slump, but we've tracked every year right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. When people are spending money on other things.
Either they're just you know, getting ready for Christmas or what, but we stay busy pretty much all year, though.
Well, this would be an excellent Christmas gift to do for yourself for the family home, which is instead of going out and buying another portable device, let's talk about making our home more automated. So tell me, Robert, what is in the future of your industry that everybody is going to want their house to have?
The future is honestly, it looks like it's going into voice activation. I'm not going to tell you that it works perfectly because we certainly beta test a lot of technology before we sell it or install it in someone's home. But the ability to say, you know, Alexa is the main interface that people are using, and they're writing the prototypes for that product. Alexa, turn on my lights. Alexa, good night. And from those commands, we can then take just the basic Alexa features that are on a consumer level, mm-hmm. of saying turn the light on or light off. That's pretty basic. We can set a custom command that, you know, that is completely custom to you. It says, you know, say Alexa, you know, rock and roll all day long, and it turns the lights on, brings the music up, locks the doors, kicks the pool, you know, temperature up, whatever you want it to do. That's where, you know, a custom integrator like us is gonna take you to the next level.
I would have the bow chicka wow wow mood.
There you go.
You know, for for certain rooms where the heat goes up and the lights go down and the curtains are closed.
Yep, and we've done them. One of my favorites was like goodbye Felicia, and it kicked off a whole queue. It kicked off a whole slew of stuff.
I love it.
It was pretty fun.
Now, Greg, you've seen some of the work that Rockstar AV has done.
Yes.
What's going on there that you would dream of having in your home in the future?
You know, it's the morning stuff. Make me my espresso. Turn this on, turn that off. Open the door for the dog.
Now, are those type of things that happen now or will be coming, Robert? I mean, can we get to the point where we could have electronic doggy doors? And
well, it's all switches and relays and commands. So if there's a way to drop that, tell something to drop that dog food mm-hmm. or kick that coffee pot on, which there already is, we can make it happen.
What's the coolest thing you have in your house? Because obviously you sell this and you install it for a lot of people, but you got to try it out at home. So.
My scenes. I love my scenes.
What's that?
My scene lockdown okay. is all the doors lock. The lighting outside goes to a certain setting. The alarm system arms. And then the good morning scene, the shades come up. The morning news comes on. The music in the office kicks on, stuff like that.
In the end, do you end up with a higher electricity bill or a lower electricity bill when you've got things so
automated?
Honestly,
lower, because we're integrating with a lot of dimmable LEDs, which uh-huh. are more efficient anyway. And then the automation of the scheduling of the devices, whether you are home or away, you can tell them to do a certain thing, or you can check them. If you leave the house and you're like, oh, did I lock the door or did I leave the lights on, you can look on your app. And see if it's on or off or locked or not, and tell it what to do from there.
And I like the idea of app control, because if you hand me any more remote controls for my house,
yeah. One control for everything would be great.
Yeah, that's always been.
I've got one that works my ceiling fan, and then I've got another that's remote control for my battery operated candles. I've got one for the audio system, one for the TV,
right.
One for the. It just keeps going and going and going. Now, here's a hard question for me to ask Greg in front of you, Robert. If you're selling a home and the listing features has hey, this house is completely wired for audio and video, and Rockstar AV did the work. Can the people ask for more money when they've got a house like that? Does it improve the home value, Greg Zavitz?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, not everybody wants everything, so some places have so much stuff, and people might want part of that. It's mm-hmm. nice to be able to expand, but I'm finding that people do want, I mean, even the simple stuff like the garage door. The kids come and go, they leave the garage door up. Mm-hmm. And you have stupid people walk in, will steal small stuff. Well, it'd be nice if my door's up for more than a certain amount of time, that it would tell my phone. Turn on lights at night, security at night, front door, doorbell, all that stuff that is sort of, you can buy it on the aftermarket and put it in yourself.
Sure.
To have it integrated with somebody that knows what they're doing, including theater, lights, heating, cooling. People are beginning to ask for some of that.
Okay.
Or those that build are being very aware of it.
And Robert, if I have all this stuff into my house, customized, and I've got the apps and I love it, but suddenly I got to move and I got to go to a different place, will all of that stuff need a visit from you to help teach the new home buyers or the new homeowners how to work it all and how to make sure I don't have control over it anymore as the previous homeowner?
Yeah, that's a pretty easy fix, and it does add value, especially if you're leaving that home theater there. The one thing with technology that I'll be honest with you about is it's always evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a lot of times we're upgrading things, and you've seen the price of this stuff become more affordable as it's older and whatnot. But home theater and distributed audio was something that we were putting into every new home we were working with builders on, and it does add value and is transferable pretty easily.
Excellent. Well, let's take a short break, and we'll come back and we'll wrap things up with our new friend, Robert Brown, owner-operator of Rockstar AV. That's who you're going to call for all of your home automations from this point forward. And, of course, Greg Zavitz, the only realtor that you should know the name of if you're listening here on WJBC, right?
True.
The only one. And his phone number, if you need him, buying, selling, taking you out and showing you properties this weekend or telling you how to smoke meat, it's 275-4734, and it spells out Ask Greg. We'll be back after this.
It's Second Round.
And this hour sponsored in part by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and maybe flu season? Cold is a cold. Flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. 10:46, Greg Zavitz is in studio with his friend Robert Brown, who is the owner-operator of Rockstar AV. Now, that's what I need my home system to do as I'm going to have the lights automated, and I'm going to have all of this integrated sound, which is really cool, and the temperature is going to do what it wants to do. Can I just, have my body temperature monitored? Susan, you have a fever, or Greg, you've had too much salt in your diet. Those type of things I've seen in movies.
Right.
Where
yeah,
the house is kind of talking back to you.
Devices these days, I hear.
But how far away are we from that in the room?
I don't want anything to do with that, to say the truth. but I wouldn't doubt it's possible.
The home market is still going strong, according to Mr. Zavitz here in studio today. I always want to double check with you. Do you have any special open houses or parties or new listings for the first time this weekend we should direct people to? Because I know you're, you know, the top dog in the real estate world.
Yeah, we've got a couple new ones. We just listed one on Cottage, 1706 Cottage, 124.9, three-bedroom, two-bath and a half. One on Greyhawk, just listed out where I live in Eagles Landing, 3021 Greyhawk, priced at $254.9, five bedrooms, three and a half baths, big house.
Wow.
Over 2,000 square feet, and fenced backyard, stuff like that. 1228 Beacon Hill, it's half of a duplex, side by side, 147.9, and just listed that, three bedrooms, two baths. It's got a bedroom on the main, so if you, you know, something like a master if you mm-hmm. want, and then a bedroom up, so that's nice. And then 608 East Walnut. Reminds me of my grandma house. You know, it's an older house, story and a half, just sort of warm and homey and comfortable to live in for the price, $89.9.
Wow.
Can't beat it.
That's a nice home price.
Can I do open houses for the weekend?
Absolutely.
Okay, real quick, we've got Steve's doing one at 10 o'clock on Beacon Hill. I'm also doing one at 10 o'clock on Lita, which is out in, or Lita, which is out in Tipton. Beacon Hill's a duplex, so...
I'm told if you move out to Tipton Trails, you need to stock up on the Halloween candy. I'm told that was
a very busy area there, too.
I was told more people came to those doors than even came to your doors out in the Eagles.
Well, you know, you figure if it's a nicer house, you get the bigger candy bars.
And that's the theory. Yeah. Did you give out the bigger candy bars?
No, I just, long story, no, I gave out candy.
Okay.
And then at 12 o'clock, Steve and I are both doing one at Greyhawk, which is out in Eagles Landing, and then one at Oak Hill, which is out south of town, excuse me, west of town, past Deer Ridge and all that, and you turn left into Oak Hill.
Okay, now if people were not able to write down the 8 million things you just
said,
they can
just call me or go to our website or go to wherever, and most of them are on the internet.
That's what we want to do. GregZavitz.com and search Bloomington IL.
Yeah.
Homes. Now, wait a minute. That's the one I always mess up. Search
BloomingtonIL.com.
.com is the new website where all the fun stuff's going on. When was the last time you moved there, Mr. Brown? You've been you know, working with this new business for the last 3 years, but when was the last time you actually had to move homes?
I moved about 7 years ago.
About seven years ago.
We moved to a nicer house, but...
Isn't it about time that you do a new construction home so you can start from the ground up?
You know, if you asked my wife, she does want me to build, but we're just kind of saving money and
But I'm thinking what a tax-deductible house that could be as business expense as people come tour your house that is wired in every possible
way. I keep it separate. I don't want to... feel like I'm working at home.
Oh,
I'm going to have all the luxuries of what I do at my house, of course.
We could have tours on Friday.
Right.
Greg could bring smoked meat. I could bring wine. And
just
play with all your house buttons.
When we started this company, you know, I got two young boys, and if they're out there playing, I don't want the traffic of all our fleet coming in.
No,
and
I get it completely.
We got to keep it separate.
I get it completely. But it's exciting to hear that there's still real estate moving in positive directions everywhere you want to go, in town and out of town as well. Now, since I happen to know you live out of town and you had no trick or treaters, because we talked off the air, you're out in the middle. Is there ever a house that you have to say no to when it comes to customizing with all of this new security systems and technology? Is there ever a house that's like too old or not built the right way, or is every
not
house
really
customizable?
Most of them are. The only thing we have to say no to is an unrealistic budget. You know, what we do is not cheap. You're not going to find a lot of our products on Amazon, or you know, you're not going to be able to say, well, I can get this, you know, at this price. Can you put it in? I mean, we do as much as we can for people, but at some point, you know, there's got to be a value to the training and certifications and, you know, criminal background checks that all my techs have. And the quality of product that we're trying to stay at. You know, if we do cheap stuff and it doesn't last, it doesn't look good on us. So we try and stay separate from that.
If suddenly I feel rich and well-to-do and I want things done before Christmas because I'm having a party, when you get an install date approved, you know, how long are the guys in and out working? Is this a day project, 3 day project, a month long project?
As far as scheduling appointments or?
As far as getting people in and out to do a lot of these jobs, are they daily? Is it a job that takes 1 day to put in the security system? And
surveillance, a lot of times we'll do it in 1 day. We'll have a 4 or 5 man crew there running wiring through the attic and setting cameras and pointing cameras. And then we spend the last few hours of the day training the customer, putting the software on their phones and computers. and just making sure they're comfortable with what they just purchased and how to use it is most important.
Do you have financing? Because it sounds like no matter what I think of as a budget, it's not big enough. I'm going to come up with more than I want.
We're not that expensive, but yes, we do have financing.
Okay. And if I'm getting out a second mortgage, I should probably start with what, like a $5,000 budget?
Anything's a start.
But you can sell me the TV. You can sell, can you sell me the toilet with the lights in it? Can I have that controlled too?
As soon as you get your moat.
Right. As soon as I get my moat. But they have all of these, you know, electrified items for the house, and now they've got some fancy toilets. Do you sell the toilets too?
I haven't sold a toilet. I've integrated a toilet. We've integrated heated bathroom floors and stuff like that.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So let me guess. When the lid goes up, the floor heats up?
No, it's not on a trigger. It's just it's on a timer.
Okay.
That client, you know, says every morning I'm up at 7, that bathroom needs to be on.
No, I would like you to invent that trigger that when the toilet seat goes up, because then everybody knows they have to put the toilet seat down to stop heating the floor.
They won't. And forget. Your husband will forget.
I was just trying to figure out a way of doing things. Nice to meet you, Mr. Brown. Congratulations on all your success. Thanks for coming in today with Mr. Zavitz. Any last thoughts from you?
I appreciate him on short notice, yes.
Absolutely. But what's the meat plan for the weekend?
I've got a pork shoulder bone-in skin on I'm going to do. And I happen to see a thing on one of the cooking shows. And the problem is getting the skin on a chunk of pork done.
Mm-hmm.
And so you cook it to a certain point and you peel it off, fat and all, and you lay it on a pan and you continue to smoke that until it's crispy like a critter. And so you have your pork for your pulled pork and you have your skin. And then you chop the skin up in small pieces and mix it back in and it gives a little textural element. So we're going to try that.
That was a hard right turn right there.
Wow. Well, we talk about cooking
on
occasion.
But yeah, we always talk.
Make sure people know our website, though, please.
Oh, okay. Free advertising there for Rockstar AV. Remember to tell them when you call, you heard this on WJBC,
yes.
And maybe we'll get some business out of this, too, in the future. But the website is Rockstar AVS, as in audiovisual. Video security, right? RockstarAVS.com. Tell me if I'm right or wrong there, Robert.
You are right, and it was really good to be here.
Thank you very
much. Appreciate you coming.
Mr. Zavitz, again, your phone number one last time.
309-ASK-GREG. Just ask Greg.
And we'll see you again next Friday.
When you